This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 147 for Wednesday, November 17th. I'm Phil Front Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed Wednesday morning, as the intermonth spreads saw some adjustment. Chart-based positioning was a feature, with the nearby January contract backing away from its highs. January down $7.40 at $1,008.40 per ton. The more deferred months higher, though. March up $5.10 at $9.91.50. Gains in the Chicago soy complex provided spillover support. Malaysian palm oil was also up overnight, but European rapeseed futures were lower. Transportation issues in BC are keeping some caution in the market, as flooding and landslides have halted rail movement in and out of the Port of Vancouver. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Soybeans seeing some of the biggest gains, the January contract up 35 cents at $12.86 per bushel. The overnight strength in palm oil pulled soy oil higher, and that underpinned beans as well. Forecasts calling for hot and dry weather in Argentina were also supportive, although conditions remain relatively favorable in Brazil. The USDA announced export sales this morning of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China and 30,000 tons of soy oil to India. Corn, it's higher as well, seeing spillover from the gains in soybeans and wheat. The December corn contract up 9 cents at $5.80 per bushel. Early expectations for a decline in U.S. corn acres next spring, as high fertilizer prices should swing more area to soybeans, contributed to the advances. Solid demand from the ethanol sector was also supportive, as high crude oil prices are keeping production of the renewable fuel profitable. Wheat is higher across the board, correcting after recent losses. Minneapolis up 14 cents in the December contract at $10.29 per bushel. Kansas City wheat 16 cents higher in December at $8.37 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 20 cents in the December contract at $8.31 per bushel. Concerns over tightening global supplies of higher quality wheat remained supportive. And speaking to a global grain conference in Switzerland, an Agriculture Canada official said Canadian wheat area is expected to increase by 6% next year, as high prices encourage more acres. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, November 17th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Front Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.